Can you talk a little bit about Abraxane and what you saw when you studied it?
We did a single-arm phase 2 trial looking at the combination of bevacizumab, nab-paclitaxel or Abraxane, and carboplatinum in non-squamous, non-small cell lung cancer. And this trial was really developed after the results of ECOG 4599 became available. In fact, we were developing the trial without bevacizumab, and then thought the combination of nab-paclitaxel and bevacizumab offered promise for lung cancer patients because Rakesh Jain has fairly compellingly suggested, at least with his basic science research, that one of the major roles of bevacizumab in improving outcomes has to do with improving drug delivery into tumor by changing tumor oncotic pressure and normalizing vasculature. And there's very compelling data preclinically and early clinical data with nab-paclitaxel showing that the formulation of nab-paclitaxel does a better job of getting drug into tumor, improving drug delivery. So we thought the combination of these two drugs would potentially improve outcomes. So we embarked on this single-arm phase 2 trial with entry criteria that were fairly similar to what was used in ECOG 4599. And the results that we have seen are fairly promising. Response rates generally in the range of about 30%, although the data have really not matured, with some very dramatic responses that are not complete responses by RECIST criteria, but clinically really are complete responses when we look at them in terms of what the clinician thinks at the bedside, and did not see any toxicity any different than we would expect to see based on ECOG 4599.
How many patients was this?
50.
And was it enough for you to want to use NAB as opposed to paclitaxel with carbo, bev, assuming you're going to get it paid for?
That's always a question. I think the data were compelling. I tend to be fairly conservative in what I do in my practice, so I probably would not do that outside of the research setting. But I wouldn't have a problem with doing it. I think the main concern many of us have is cost issues with that combination.
How much of an advantage do you think the fact that you don't need pre-medications is for lung cancer patients specifically?
I think the shortened window of time in the office, because nab-paclitaxel is given over 15 minutes rather than 3 hours of a Taxol, you know, with another half an hour, 45 minutes of pre-medications. And when you're looking at patients who, you know, are going to live about a year, that's starting to get a significant difference in terms of the amount of time they have left.
What's the next step, you think, in terms of studying NAB? What's the setting that it needs to be studied in to get you to a point where, for example, you might want to use it off study?
The current strategy that's being developed is to embark on a phase 3 trial, and whether that trial will involve bevacizumab or not is still a matter of debate, although I think what will go forward is a standard carboplatinum paclitaxel versus carboplatinum nab-paclitaxel for advanced lung cancer. And then the other area that has been discussed is a possibility of looking in the adjuvant setting.
I guess in this debate rages on in breast cancer in terms of NAB versus paclitaxel. It kind of reminds me a little bit of capecitabine versus 5-FU in colon cancer, and, you know, debates about, you know, should we invest our research resources in these kinds of questions or just sort of move on. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I agree that we have to be careful that we ask questions that benefit our patients, and my enthusiasm for using these engineered taxanes in general really has to do with the possibility of improving outcomes. And I think there's fairly compelling data with at least a couple of these drugs that we get better delivery into tumor and that that may improve outcomes. And there's kind of some enticing phase 2 data that makes you think that may turn out to be the case. I think when we start thinking that the only difference is it's easier to administer or shortens the duration of time, then my level of enthusiasm for chasing after these drugs starts to go way down, because I think we have better studies to do elsewhere.